Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys for taking the time out to join us this evening. It is not taken for granted. I tell you, we appreciate you. You could have been doing anything else because we all live busy lives, but I thank you for joining us on Fire to Inspire. I tell you, we have a great, great, great show tonight, and I am excited about our guest. I'm excited about our topic because the Holy Spirit has just been truly, truly birthing each and every show this year of 2018. But we want to thank each and every one of our sponsors. Before we get started, we want to thank Mr. John Mark Howard. John Mark Howard has a CD, a title CD entitled Purpose. And I'm telling you guys, it is definitely something you want to buy. You can go to any digital media outlet, or you can go to his website, johnsmusic.net. That's J-O-H-N-Z as in zebra, music.net. And I'm telling you, you would definitely, definitely want to get that cut. He has all kinds of mixes. It's all gospel. But he has just a real soothing tone sound. He has upbeat sounds. I'm telling you, you'll truly enjoy it. It's called Again Purpose by John Mark Howard. www.johnsmusic.net. That's John's with a Z. Finding Peace Within, The Journey to a Smile. That is a prayer journal by Lisa L. Dalton. You can get that. It's available on Amazon. And I'm telling you, Lisa's journal will take you from your childhood to your current and just bless you indeed. So, again, make sure you go out and find Finding Peace Within, The Journey to a Smile prayer journal by Lisa L. Dalton, available on Amazon. Affographics is your one-stop shop to any type of graphic creation. So, guys, if you've seen any of my recent graphics, even the show graphic, that is by Affographics. He creates banners. They do photo shoots. If you saw my recent photo shoots, all of those pictures are done by them. They do photography, letterheads, banners, websites. If you go to www.onfiretoinspire.com, you will see my updated website done by Affographics as well. If you need business cards designed, newsletters, logos, and so much more, they are on Facebook, as well as their email address is Affographics, A-P-H-O-G-R-A-F as in Frank and X as in X-ray, at gmail.com. Check them out, because if there's anything you need from a photo shoot to anything designed graphically, that is your group to get that done. Then we have two plays that I'm a part of coming up in April. It's All About Me, gospel stage play, will be at the Porter Stafford Performing Arts Building, April the 21st and the 22nd. Those two shows will be at 4 p.m. each. Tickets start at $20. If you're interested, go out to Eventbrite and find out more. Then we have 50 Miles Per Hour stage play, and that one is on April 28th at 4 p.m., and that's located at the Croc Center Theater. And I'm telling you, these plays are phenomenal by some phenomenal, phenomenal playwrights. I tell you, these awesome playwrights, I'm excited to be able to be a part of these plays. I am honored that they asked me to be a part of it. And then finally, we have Inspired Jewels, the number 4U.com. That is my $5 paparazzi jewelry page. So you can go out there to Inspired Jewels, the number 4U.com. Had so many people asking about my sets and things that I have on. That's where I'm getting them from. Even when you saw me do the Facebook Live today, all of the pieces that I've been wearing have come from that line. So www.inspiredjewels, the number 4U.com. Unique Expression by Design will be your custom. If you need anything customized, so if it's business or personal items needed, from journals to pens, cups, mugs, I tell you, Angelique Washington and Unique Expression by Design can take care of that for you. And finally, we have Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. Roz is your one-stop shop to all of your hair and beauty needs. Roz takes care of your natural hair, relaxes, sew-ins, braids, lock maintenance, makeup, lashes, and so much more. You can call Roz today and schedule your appointment at 404-599-3712. And if you saw the Facebook Live inviting you to the show tonight, you see my little China doll look today, that is Roz Hair and Beauty Bar today. So, again, that's Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, and the number is 404-599-3712. They take care of anything and everything that pertains to beauty and hair care. So thank you again to each and every one of our sponsors. Finally, I forgot about Third Heaven Sound. The music is done by Third Heaven Sound. You heard the jingle as we enter and exit the show. That's done by Third Heaven Sound. They do jingles as well as they have CDs available on Reverb Nation and CD Baby. They're jazz CDs. And so it's not just music, it's a sound. Again, that's Third Heaven Sound with Vincent Lynch. So thank you again to each and every one of our sponsors. We truly appreciate you sewing into this fertile ministry, and we just give God praise for your contributions. Thank you again. Guys, tonight's topic, I'm so excited, about tonight's topic. Tonight's topic, it is going to bless you dearly, matters of the heart. And, you know, so many people get it twisted. You know, they want to just kind of sit in and dwell in, oh, woe is me. Well, the devil is a liar, and we shut it down. But we're going to jump right on in to the topic of matters of the heart, how unresolved issues affect your destiny. And we want to welcome to our platform Miss Vianne Anderson. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. How are you this evening, woman of God?
I am so great and excited. I am so pumped up right now.
Amen, amen. Well, welcome to the platform. We know many are going to be blessed by you sharing with us tonight. And thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us.
No problem. I'm looking forward to being able to pour out what God is speaking in this time, and also just hearing some testimonies of God freeing people from this message tonight. So I'm looking forward to it.
Amen, amen. So I want you to introduce yourself to the On Fire to Inspire audience, please.
Hello, On Fire to Inspire audience. My name is Vianne Anderson. I am an author, a publisher of over 12 books. I'm also a spoken word artist, and my whole purpose is to be able to equip young women and also middle-aged women as well in their identities, teaching you about God's original intent for your life. And I'll do that through spoken word and through the books that I write. And yeah, that's really it. I'm definitely a bubbly personality, so you guys get ready to hear a little bit about that. But don't get it twisted, I'm a fireball.
Amen, amen. So yeah. The topic itself, what inspired you to talk about matters of the heart?
Okay, so what inspired me to talk about matters of the heart is basically just coming from being a publisher and encouraging people to write and publish their stories. I've found that when you can expose what has been done to you in your life or things that you have experienced, it no longer gives the enemy a foothold in those areas. So I encourage people to tell their stories. And so when you are able to tell your story and expose what has been in the dark for years and for over generations, you are able to get free. And so you cannot walk into your destiny. You can't walk into God's original plan for your life if you do not deal with certain things that are hidden. And so my whole message here tonight is to be able to equip you with some keys so that you guys can become free to walk into your destiny.
Amen, amen. I love that. You're going to equip them with some keys. I love it, I love it. Thing of it all is equipping so that people can move forth in the thing that God is calling us to in this hour. Because 2018, it's time for us to move in the things that he's called us to, right?
Absolutely. We can't move forward if we are not allowing him to move in our hearts. And so God wants an open heart in 2018 so that we can be catapulted and start walking in our purpose.
Amen, amen. I agree wholeheartedly. Amen. So what are three matters of the heart that can affect the destiny?
So three heart issues that can affect destiny, if they're not addressed, are trauma, shame, and undealt with memories. For example, things like not dealing with an absent parent in the home, poverty as a child, or even word curses that have been spoken over you. These things have to be addressed. And so what I have found in this past year of 2017 was I allowed God to deal with some of the trauma that I have experienced in my life. And so with me, my trauma was a little bit different. So I experienced homelessness back in 2014. And before I experienced homelessness, I was very on fire for God. And I had a lot of zeal, and I would lay hands on people. I've seen people healed. I've seen, you know, the prophetic. I've experienced these things firsthand. And so when I experienced homelessness, I felt shame. I also felt abandoned, even though God was taking care of me in the midst of me losing our home. I still felt like I was disappointed. And so after 2014, when I experienced that, I began to work on my first book, and God began to bless me. However, I was still dealing with that trauma of losing my home, and I didn't realize how much that affected my faith. And so years had passed by. And I got married, and my husband at the time, my husband in the beginning of our marriage, he noticed that my vocabulary sounded different from when I had a lot of faith. And so he began to hear, you know, things of doubt, and he began to see insecurity inside of me, but I didn't know that it was coming from the place of the insecurity of me being homeless and wondering what was next. And so after I actually began to deal with that last year, I saw God begin to move in our lives miraculously, where we would see people, you know, sowing into our lives, and my business finally began to blow up, and I've been having more leads. But if I did not deal with the fact that I was disappointed that things didn't go my way and blaming God for those type of things, then I wouldn't have been able to move forward into my destiny. And as I began to give it to God, I began to see that God began to move in my creativity again, because in those times where I began to doubt God back from 2014 and beyond, I felt like my creativity was stifled. My creativity was stifled. My business, it wasn't going the way that I wanted it to. I didn't have a job. It was just so much that was going on. But when I gave it to the Lord, that's when he began to move me. So I dealt with the shame. I dealt with the trauma of disappointment and homelessness. But also we have to be able to deal with those undealt with memories from our childhood, or if you have been disappointed by your family, if your mother or father was abandoning you as a child, or even if people have spoken word curses over you, you have to be able to deal with those things and give it to God. So as far as shame, there were some keys that I did want to talk about a little bit later on, but the reason that I want to talk about shame tonight is because shame affects destiny through creating secrets, isolation, and eventually condemnation. And so you can't walk into destiny and condemnation at once. And so I know that there are many people out there that are listening tonight that may be dealing with shame from some past, whatever that may be, some disappointments, or maybe you have found yourself in a shameful situation, but God wants to be able to take that away from you so that you can walk into your total victory. Because in Genesis 3:10, when Adam and Eve fell, guess what? They hid because they were ashamed that they were naked. And so God doesn't want us to hide ourselves from him. When we are dealing with shame, he wants us to bring ourselves to him. So don't hide yourself. Allow God to touch those areas and allow him to speak to that area in your life so that you can actually become free.
Amen. Amen. I love that. Because many people get stuck in that place of shame, and at some point that shame turns into anger, and it all goes hand in hand. And so
right.
I'm so glad that we're addressing that and helping some people get healed tonight, because I tell you, it's time to walk in total victory in every area of your life. And so
right.
we're addressing the matters of the heart so that you can walk in the fullness of the glory. On this,
right.
this side of the earth, right?
Right, right. I'm glad that you said that. That was definitely a good key that you said, how shame can turn into anger. And you don't. And the thing is, there's so many people that carry shame and they don't even know, because they have become angry for so long. And that's why God wants
mm-hmm.
to be able to get to the heart, because at the end of the root of it could be shame. So we have to allow
mm-hmm.
God in.
Amen, amen. You know, one of the things that I have realized speaking to people, it doesn't matter whether it's a woman or a man. There are so many things. And then the women deal with it differently than the men, because we are emotional creatures. And I remember
right.
speaking with a gentleman, and he said, you know, I am so angry. I'm so embarrassed. I'm this, I'm that. And I'm like, why? He said, because my wife left me, and I didn't see it coming. She just up and left when I was at work, and she took the children, and she cleaned everything out. I mean, everything. And I'm like, you had you didn't see it coming. He said, no. He said, and so I went from anger to shame and all at the one same time, and then it kind of start boiling over, like you said, it spilled over into your faith, you know, challenging his faith and wondering, okay, you know, well, why, God, why have you forsaken me, so to speak? And God was like, no, I didn't forsake you, but I didn't make this choice for you either. You made this choice. So sometimes the people you're connected with, is that a choice that you made or is it a choice God made? So
wow.
it
wow.
gets real deep, right? You know, many women that are in ministry, they have women's ministries and things of that nature. Well, I'm called to the masses, and I understand that, because I remember there was one time that the Lord only had me speaking to men and men in ministry and speaking life into them, because several of them were ready to give up. But God had a word for them, and you just got to be obedient and understand that it's so not about you. Your situation, your circumstance is so not about you. So let's talk about that, Vian. Let's talk about that situation and circumstance trying to be so much bigger than it truly is, and giving you that deception, you know, deceiving you that you can't get out of it. Let's talk about that.
I'm sorry, could you say that again? Kind of, I couldn't hear.
I said, let's talk about how people glorify their situation so big to where they feel like they can't get out of it. So it's a deception of the enemy to make people feel like they're stuck. Let's address that, you know, because sometimes people get stuck in what they currently see.
Woo, let me tell you, because I have lived it, and I, like, every day I have to die to my own understanding, because the Bible does say to lean not on your own understanding, but to acknowledge him in all of our ways so that he will direct our paths. And so it is very easy for us to look at our current circumstance. And guess what? It does seem big. It does seem bigger than you, because it is bigger than you. Why do I say that? Because you cannot do anything on your own. We try so hard to try to fix things and try to get out of circumstances ourselves, but it's bigger than us, because God was supposed to take care of that. He's supposed to fight that battle. Now, am I telling you to just sit there and just let things just happen to you? Absolutely not, because God has given us authority. He's given us prayer. He's given us the word to stand on. And as we speak the word of God, it's able to transform our current circumstance, but it is going to be him that moves us. It's going to be him that takes care of that. And so we have to learn that we cannot change the circumstance on our own. And when we do, we start finding that we have high blood pressure, we have migraines, we're upset, we're frustrated. Then next thing you know, you have the spirit of depression, because it is a spirit, because God has not given us the spirit of fear or heaviness. And so we have to come into the understanding that God is the one that's in control of all things, and you cannot change it yourself. When you do try, You will find yourself tired and overwhelmed, but we have to allow God to carry our burdens. He's the one that wants to take those things from us, and he wants to be the one that is Lord. And so you have to ask yourself, is God Lord in this situation, or is it me trying to become God of this situation? Am I trying to be God and try to change things and try to do it myself? Yeah, it does seem bigger, but guess what? God is the one that's going to change it, because he's bigger than all things. He's everywhere. He knows all things. So at the end of the day, we have to put our mindsets on seeking first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. And as we seek the kingdom of God first, he's going to make everything come into alignment, because everything will work together for our good.
Amen. Amen. You know, as you were saying that, it made me ask the question of, you know, if you were asking the person, is God Lord over your situation, or have you made the situation Lord over him? You know, I'm like,
come on.
Is he Lord over the situation, or have you made the situation Lord? Now, ain't that deep right there?
That is.
Give me that as you were speaking. You know, and so one of the things, I remember reading something one time, and it said, stop talking about your problems and glorify your problems, but tell your problem who your father is. Tell your father, tell your problem who you are in him, because you have the power and authority in your words to speak to a thing and tell it what to do.
Right. Ooh. That is so real. That is so real. what does it benefit us to just worry and stress and try to fix it? When you can't,
right.
There's just some things that you just can't do. And I know that because I've lived it. And so I have literally learned this year of 2018, which is a blessing that I'm able to speak on it now. But I finally learned to just let things go and allow God to do it. But I have to make sure that I'm seeking him first, and not making sudden moves out of anxiety. You know, sometimes I know I'm just talking, I'm just going to let the spirit flow. I dealt with depression, and people had no idea. People had no idea that I was dealing with this thing, because I was so grieved at our financial situation. My husband, he was having a hard time finding a job. I was over here. I was pregnant. Then I had my child, and then my business wasn't going the way that I wanted it to, and then I became depressed. And I began to try to hustle and try to pursue, you know, business 24/7. And that was my whole mindset. But I was still dealing with depression. No matter how much success I was trying to attain, no matter how hard I was trying, I was still dealing with depression. But I had to come to the realization that depression actually came in because I was trying to do things myself. And I stopped trusting in God. And so sometimes we have to realize that when we try to do things ourselves, we allow another spirit to come inside of us, and it begins to oppress us, y'all. It begins to oppress you. And so you have to come into the understanding that your heart has to be bowed before the Lord. It has to be postured before him, because as you continue to seek him, and as you continue to lift up his name in your circumstance, he will change it, because whatever the name of Jesus is, come on, things have to change. Things have to turn around. So we have to come into the place where we are exalting him at all times. Will you bless the Lord at all times, or is it just when things are good? But he is God. He is faithful. He is with us. He is our Abba Father, and we have to know that. We can't be moved by what we see.
Right, right. And you know something? We need to make sure that we need to shift our mindset to understand that it's already finished anyway. It was already finished beforehand, but we
got
to see it finished.
Come on.
It's finished.
It's finished.
So we're so focused on what we currently see when it was finished already. So you got to see it finished. There's a difference
right.
when you see it finished. There's a difference when there's when we had a guest pastor come in last week, and I tell you, he said, in this hour, God says it's time to take off the boxing gloves and put up the weapon of your worship. He said, so God is changing your stance to taking those boxing gloves out and lifting up your hands in a worship and a praise. I tell you, that was the worship leader. That wasn't the pastor that did that one. And I'm telling you, people got to understand it's not about you trying to do a physical. The Lord ever had to remind me one time. He said, you can't fight a spiritual battle with earthly weapons. He said, you can't do it. It's not possible. So what you got to do is go before the Father and say, Father, let me give this on to you because in and of myself, I can't do nothing about it anyway. There's nothing that I can do in and of myself, but everything I can do through you because you give me my strength. You live and dwell in me. So I can do all things through you and nothing without you.
Come on.
So,
talk about it.
My God. Girl. Look, Miss On Fire Inspire is ready to run, girl. You got me ready to run. Glory to God. Glory to God. I tell you, you know, many times we glorify situations. I remember recently speaking to several people, this time they were women, and they were going through some really hard situations if you look at it in the physical eye. But when you say, God, you know what, I trust you more in the spiritual realm. This spiritual realm has become so real to me that this physical realm is just like, okay, whatever, it's a mirage. And, you know, because it has become a mirage at this point to me. So I had to tell this young lady, well, these young ladies, because there were a couple, I said, let me tell y'all something. There is no person with the amount of anointing that has walking in the power and authority that has not gone through some stuff. And when I say going through some stuff, I ain't talking about no little willy diddly nally wally stuff. I'm talking about some serious stuff that you say, oh my God, it didn't take you out of here. It didn't take your mind. No. But God had already, he knew before you were born, before you were even formed, that you could handle this because he's already equipped you, he's already qualified you, and he's already certified you. Because, see, so many people look for the earth and people to qualify them. He said, I've already qualified you.
Come on. That's so funny you said that because that's kind of the title of my new book that I have coming out. It's called The Qualified Life. So I think that is so amazing that you're talking about that because people are trying to find validation in man and not in the original call that God has called them to. And so he has already validated you. He called you before you were even born. He called you, but you just have to know that he's the one that qualifies you. That's so good. Sad note.
You know, I tell you, it's all in how you're looking at things. I remember I was speaking on a panel with some men, and on the interview they asked, how do you handle failure? And so everybody answered their question, and they asked me. I said, I don't have failure. They said, what do you mean? I said, I don't look at it. It's all in how you look at it. How do you perceive it? I said, I look at it as a learning opportunity, not a failure. See, it's all in how you perceive it and how you look at it. And if you speak it to be just a learning experience and do things differently the next time, then it's just that. How do you receive it? What do you perceive it to be? So I just tell you, God is so faithful. God is so faithful. And, you know, we got to trust him more than we trust ourselves. We got to trust him more than we trust our bank accounts. We got to trust him more than we trust our, you know, our family.
Right.
Hallelujah.
That is so good.
My God. Yes.
That's good. I think at the end of the day, you know, it does come back to trusting him, and we have to be able to let God into our hearts. Like, you know, sometimes people are saying that they trust God, but trust is that is a heart thing.
Yes.
And so you have to surrender. You have to surrender your understanding, and you have to renew your mind with the Word of God, and not even the just the Bible, but you have to renew your mind with the prophetic word as well, because guess what? God is speaking. There is a rhema word for you. There is a now word. And God, if he is alive, guess what? He has a mouth to speak. And we have to let God speak into our heart, the places of our heart, the chambers of our heart that isn't fully surrendered to him, the places where we stop trusting him in certain places. As like, for example, I was able to trust God with, you know, my talents, but when it came to my money getting shaky, it was like, oh, Lord, I don't trust you there. And so we have to allow God into each part of our heart. So what is it in your heart that you haven't really trusted God with? And so God wants us to be surrendered. He wants our hearts surrendered. That's a daily thing. It's not your heart from 5 years ago. It's not an experience from 5 years ago. What is your heart like today? Are you surrendered today? Not yesterday. Are you surrendered today? All right. What is the position of your heart today? Because God wants something fresh every single day. Are you going to run to him? Are you going to run to him in the morning or just when things are tough? Or are you going to do it when things are good? This needs to be an everyday thing. So we have to trust God with every part of our hearts.
Amen. Amen. I tell you, and I like how you said that, a daily task, because as you're renewing your mind, I'm so glad that the Lord birthed the 21-day mind detox, because as we were renewing our mind and God was helping me help other people, I was like, wow, God, I didn't realize that there was some residue of this over here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But as he was using me to bless others, he was actually refining some things even for me. So I understand how pastors say, man, I'm preaching to myself. You know, I'm making myself happy. So
right.
I understand that, because there's something, as he's doing a work for the people, there's something he's doing for you as well if you're open to receive it.
Come on.
Amen. And, you know, that daily renewal, that daily task, I tell you, girl, you just blessed me with that daily thing. Because, see, here's the thing that he showed me with the 21-day mind detox, even with that. You know, we at the beginning of the year, what do people do? They set goals or they set resolutions.
Yeah.
And many of them is, I'm going to do better with my lifestyle, eating healthier. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to get fit. I'm going to do this. And the Lord was saying, okay, now their temple is in place. They're meeting their goals. But what about their mind? They're still holding on to all that garbage and not all that toxicity that they've been gathering. They're still holding it. When I told them to release it to me, I'm like, oh, my goodness. So when you say daily renewal, girl, you just set them out for.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes,
you can't hold on to yesterday's achievements or 5 years ago, because those things become an idol. And so it also sets up the place where you become prideful, like, oh well, I've been saved this long, or I've done this and that. And trust me, I can say that because I was that person, and I didn't even realize that I allowed my past with God to become an idol. That was literally an idol for me. And I didn't realize how much of his presence I was lacking, because I became fearful and I had shame and I had all these doubts and insecurities that it literally, and this is going to be a little funny story, but that stuff begins to take over your appearance. And so I remember there was a time where my husband, when I actually like started taking better care of myself physically, because when I was depressed, I wasn't really taking care of myself, like, you know, dressing up pretty and doing my makeup and things like that. But when I began to, you know, give those things to God and actually began to living a life of faith again, my husband told me that I began to look beautiful to him. He said, you look better to me. Ever since you let go of all that stuff and you were putting all that pressure on me to do this, this, and that, you know, you became more attractive to me. And so we have to realize that our heart position, that actually, it met physically. And if sometimes some people are really pretty, but guess what? When they open their mouth, they just immediately just become unattractive. And so we have to, I'm just coming back to this topic of we have to make sure that we are right with God and that this is a daily thing, because just because 5 years ago was fresh, listen, it may not be fresh today at all. I just think about bread. When you have bread sitting out, you may have gotten that thing 5 years ago, but guess what? If it's still sitting around, you ain't did nothing with it. It's stale. So we gotta, yes, we have to have fresh bread from the Lord every day.
Uh-huh. Yes. I love that. Fresh manna, fresh bread. Yes. You know, that right there, that blesses me too, because, you know, when you're sitting there looking and really focusing on what he did 5 years ago, and he was like, but what about what I just did? I just kept you from that crash right there that just happened 5 minutes ago when you were driving down the street. I just kept your family safe. I woke you up this morning. I mean, you know, it's like you're looking at these huge things when he's saying, I didn't have to do this. But I did.
Right.
I loved you enough to do this. I loved you enough to put you in contact with this other person that told you how much I loved you. I put you on someone's heart to sow a seed into your life. I put you on someone's heart to just tell you what you needed to hear as a confirmation. You know, so, oh, my God.
That's good.
So it's like, you know, it's about a spiritual heart checkup. It's about a heart checkup. You know, we got to do a heart checkup. Because if you do a heart checkup and you're in forgiveness and you're walking in love, because that's who our Father is. He's love. If you're walking in who he is, then things that are of this world can't really dictate anything to you. They can't. It can't. It can't dictate anything to you because you dictate all things to it, you know. I tell you, it's about shifting the perspective and understanding who you are, what you carry, and whose child you are.
Come on, woman of God.
Glory to God. So what are some keys to walk into this direction of purpose that the people are needing to be equipped with as well?
Yeah, so some keys that I have here is number one, which is what we were talking about earlier, is allow God into those unaddressed areas in your life that has caused you pain. Because with this message, I really want to focus on like pain and trauma or disappointments and things like that, because that's the season that I just came out of. But you have to let God into that area, first of all. You will not find comfort in just going to a counselor or just going to your spouse or your best friend and, you know, and just talking about it. You have to realize that the healing and restoration that you need, it is in God. I do believe in counseling, but I also believe in going to God and allowing him to take care of that for you. And so number two, I would say, connect with God as your Father. And I have a scripture for that. It's Romans 8:15, where it says, the spirit you receive, so you cannot receive a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's spirit when he adopted you as his own children. Now we call him Abba Father. And so some people may find that hard to connect with God if they haven't had a father. But the way that I got to know God, and this was one of the most beautiful things, was when I made God the father that I never had. And I would just sit on the bed and talk to him as a father, and I would talk to him about my disappointments or my wins for the day, and I would, you know, just walk around the store with him and just talk. I made him the father I never had, because that's who he was. He was always there for me, but he became everything I wanted and more. And so we have to give it to him and allow Abba Father to address those things. Then number three, I would say, forgive yourself. And go through the process of healing, okay? When I say that, that doesn't mean that you go through a time of isolation, because I don't believe in isolation. Isolation is the place where depression comes in, and that also becomes a place of pride as well. And so you have to be able to find a safe place, a safe church where people can hold you accountable, but a place that can provide true healing and deliverance. And then my last thing, because I'm not sure if I said last thing already, but anyway, next step would be to ask him for vision, wisdom, and understanding. So I say that because God wants to send you to a people that have experienced what you have experienced. And so he wants to heal you so that you can bring deliverance to others. But God cannot give you people and entrust you with destiny, the destiny of people, when you have not gone through his incubation. What is the process? And so you have to go through the process of healing and the place where God wants to minister to that area of your heart. And you must go to him as a good father, because you have to learn how to have mercy and extend mercy with love. And so if you can't be healed from your past hurts, it's impossible to extend love to others in the areas that you've overcome. And so this is why I tell people, to write out their stories, because it's going to expose what the enemy wants to keep in the dark. And so what is hidden cannot be addressed and healed. So I tell people, let this thing go, expose it, allow God to heal it, allow God to bring you through the place of deliverance and healing so that you can set others free. There are people waiting on you, but if you keep it a secret, you will stay bound, and you won't be able to walk in destiny. But God wants you to walk in your purpose. So it's time for us to expose what's been hidden, what's been in the dark, so we can walk in purpose.
Yes, 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 yes. That's what I'm talking about. Expose what has been hidden. Hold on. I'm trying to type that in the event thing.
Okay, it's fine.
So what has been hidden? Say that one more time for me.
Expose what has been hidden. Are you saying as far as the notes that what exactly are you saying? Expose what's been hidden so that it can be healed.
Yes.
Because what is in the dark cannot be healed, and it can't be addressed by God. So we have to let God heal us, deliver us, and send us out as deliverers. I read something so powerful today. It was by Miles Monroe's daughter, and she was saying to an audience, they were asking, what is their purpose in life? And that thing was, she said, it's so simple. Your purpose in life is to dominate and rule. And that thing hit me so hard, because everybody in life is wondering, what is my purpose? But God told us in Genesis 1:26, let them rule. I'm sorry. 1:26 was, he made us in his image and his likeness. But then later on, he said, let them rule over the fish, the birds of the air, and the beasts of the field. Excuse me, I'm running with here. So listen, he already gave that to us. We just need to know, where was I made to rule? Where was I made to dominate? God has given you something. He's given you a story, and he's let you experience what you have experienced so you can bring those that are in that situation out so they can become deliverers. You can't do it yourself. You have to realize that he has made you a ruler. He has made you someone to be to have dominion, and it's time for us to rise up and become just that. You are not called to be depressed. You are not called to be bound in poverty, but God says to have dominion and rule. So I'm excited. Woo! I'm so excited.
Yeah.
This is so good.
Yeah.
I'm running in here.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yes, 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 yes. And you know what blesses me? You make me think about something. My pastor said this: God can't make anything less than himself. We have his bloodline. We're in his bloodline. We have his DNA. We have an inheritance. We are royalty. And when you start seeing yourself the way he created you to be, then you start acting differently. You operate differently when you understand royalty rules, and they command. They don't be.
Come on. You better talk about it. Oh, but let me take it a step further. Come on. Because I talk about this in one of my books. Because you're talking about DNA. Mm-hmm. So you're talking about language. So I think about this. When God formed us in the womb, right, I think about him actually using his hands. He formed us with his hands. And so hands have fingerprints. Come on. So when he formed us, his DNA was all over us. His identity was all over us. Come on. But we have to come back to understanding who we are and where we come from. We cannot be defined by what people have said, by past failures, and what teachers have said about us, or who people want us to be. People say, you act like your mama, you act like your daddy, you're going to end up just like him. The devil is a lie. I got something for you. I've been fearfully and wonderfully made, and I'm made in his image and his likeness, and I've been called to rule and dominate in this earth. Come on now. So we have to know the truth. This hard thing, this is all going to come back to you knowing what God has said about you and coming into the understanding of what he's saying about you right now. Because you need a now word to get where you're trying to go.
Girl, you are speaking my language.
Amen.
Yes, God. You hear me typing.
That's good stuff. This is good.
I knew it was going to be, because when the Lord showed me you in the spirit, I was like, we haven't talked in years. So,
Lord,
you know, God is just so faithful, and you just feel enough and hear what he's saying to you to do. You know, so many people are so busy. And I remember I was in the corporate realm, and girl, I was busy from working the corporate job to volunteering in the corporate realm to volunteering on my personal time to being wife, mama, this, that, and that. To there was no time for to hear. And he said, I need you to be still so you can hear from me. I heard him say, sup with me. And then I heard him say, I need you to submerge yourself in me. Because if we submerge ourselves in him, things can't try to do anything but come subject to the dominion that we already carry.
Come on, that's so true. That's so true.
My God. Yes, Lord. I tell you. Royalty rules, royalty reigns. Royalty rules and royalty. And that's who we are. We're kingdom. We're royalty. Yes. So you've written 12 books now. How can we find your books?
Well, I've published 12 because I'm also a publisher. But as far as my books, I have my books available on Amazon.com, and you guys can check it out there. And then I have a new website that's coming up in March, and so you'll be able to check that out. It's going to be VeonSpeaks.life. So that's where you'll be able to find my coming month.
Leon speaks what now?
Dot life.
Okay.
Yeah, that website will be launched next month.
Okay. Oh, we got a lot of good stuff coming in March. 21-day mind detox being released, your website being released and ready. So I tell you God is doing a grand, great thing. You know, I remember hearing the Lord say, if you know how sometimes you say, well, Lord, if you can do this, and he was like, is that all you are asking of me? He said, what I want to do for you and what I'm doing for you, what I've already done for you, your carnal mind can't fathom. Your carnal mind cannot fathom what I've already done in the heavenly. I need you to prepare yourself, to position yourself, to posture yourself to receive. I'm like, my God, my God.
That is so true.
Yes.
That's good stuff.
Yes.
Oh, I also forgot.
You know,
I didn't get to put this in there. But also, if the audience, if they want to write books, please hit me up.
Mm-hmm.
They can visit my publishing website and my coaching website. It's therightresources.com. And that's WRIT, therightresources.com. Just had to put that out there so I didn't think about it later.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Opening in right now. TheRightResources.com?
Yeah, WRITE.
Okay. Yes. And so, you know, that made me think about when we were talking about that, it made me think about the scripture, incline your ear to hear. and client your ear to hear. Because when you're so busy, you can't hear anything.
Right.
But if you're still enough, you can incline your ear to hear what he's saying to you. You know, he may tell you, go on to the grocery store right now. And then go to this right now. And go to. I remember even today, I heard the Lord say, go on over to Bank of America. I was like, why? You know, and he was like, well, you said you want to go look at something. I don't know, you know. I was like, okay, Lord, I'm going on. And that was such a, life that I was able to help breathe into this young lady. She said, oh, my God. She said, you just don't know what you did for me. She said, you confirmed so many things. And I give God praise for being able to be a vessel that he's using in this hour. And he has that desire for all of us to be a carrier of who he is in the earth.
Amen.
And so it's an awesome job. It's an awesome thing to be able to do that. That's all I did all day today, actually, was doing what I do. It was beautiful. And it's a beautiful thing to walk out your purpose and the plan for your life. You know, it's one thing to get up every day and walk and go clock into a job that you hate and look at people that you know don't care anything about you. But it's a whole nother thing when you're doing what he's called you to. You're in the place where he's telling you to be, and you're doing what he's calling a girl. Oh, my goodness. It is about living a life of purpose. I remember before this show was launched, the month before, the Lord said, tell the people to stop existing and start living the life that I called them to. And so many people have been living beneath their full potential. And even on the show when I was interviewing my pastor, you know, she said, it's time to dream again. I said, you know what it is? It's time to dream again.
Hallelujah.
It's time to everything that the Lord has placed on the inside of you. It's time to awaken some things. I remember the Lord said, it's time to arise and move. Move into the things that he's already birthed on the inside of you.
Come on.
And so I was like, my God, it's time for the awakening. It is time
Hallelujah.
For the awakening. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. So, Vion, anything else in your heart to share with us? I'm telling you, I tell you, this is the Father's show. I'm just a mouthpiece. Whatever he says, do, that's how we move.
I understand. Listen. I mean, we covered everything, but I really want the audience to understand that they do not have to battle with depression. That is not God's perfect will for your life. And so I want to be able to just pray right now, because that's just what I'm feeling that I need to do. So, Father, we just thank you for your power, for your delivering power. God, we thank you that you are ever present, God. You are around us. You are here. You are here right now. So, Father, I pray for every listener right now in the name of Jesus, that they would be set free from that spirit of depression, that tormenting heaviness that burdens them, that spirit that tells them to commit suicide, that spirit that makes them doubt their identity, that makes them go into circles and cycles of their life. We command you to leave their life right now by the authority of Jesus Christ. You will no longer have a right there as a representative of the kingdom of God. I speak on their behalf to leave in the name of Jesus. We lose peace. We lose love and joy upon them right now. God, I pray that you would outpour your love upon them like they've never experienced before, and that their hearts would be open to receive everything that you have in store for them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, we appreciate that, because so many people, whether they're listening live via the phone number or the website, there will be others that will listen to the recording. So that right there will cover all. And so we just speak forth the peace of God to dispel everything that has tried to attach itself to any person under the sound of our voices, and whether it's be it depression or self-sabotage or anything, we counsel the hand of the enemy and even the very intent. We uproot it, we sever it at the root,
yes.
And we call forth the glory of God to cover them and make yes. them new in Jesus' almighty name. Hallelujah.
In Jesus'
name. Tell you, I appreciate you for joining us tonight and sharing with us. We look forward to having you back when you come back to Atlanta. We hope to be able to do a Facebook Live when you relocate
yes.
come back down here.
Yes, thank you for yes. having me. This has been a huge blessing.
Amen, amen. We're honored that you've been able to join us. And we're here every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, so welcome back. Listen in each and every week because it's not an Aaliyah thing. It's a God thing. Yes, God. Yes, God. Amen. Well, thank you again. And I want you to tell the listeners how they can follow you and all of that good stuff, how they can contact you.
You can contact me on my website, therightresources.com. That's W-R-I-T-E, resources.com. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. It's just Vian Anderson. So, well, actually, if you want to stay up to date with my writer's website and follow that on Facebook, you can find it under Writing with Vian.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Perfect. All right. Is there anything that you want to add into the event page, please, by all means, do so. I was trying to type as you were speaking to add. Excuse me, add some of those things so that we wouldn't forget. Because, I mean, them guy was dropping some powerful nuggets.
Yeah.
And we give
that was
praise.
Good.
Hallelujah. We give him praise. We give him praise. We give him praise. Well, again, we thank you for joining us tonight. We look forward to having you back real soon.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great night.
You too.
Guys, if you missed any of this awesome, awesome, amazing interview with Vian Anderson, I tell you, you want to go back and listen to the recording, which will be available within the next 5 minutes or so. I tell you, it is such a blessing to be able to understand that and know your kind. And so when she said, you're speaking my language, and I said, you're speaking my language, you understand that you're speaking to your kind. What do you mean, Aaliyah, by your kind? Well, I'll tell you. Your kind is your fellow people in the kingdom of God. They speak the same language. It's not about a religion, but it's about a relationship with the Father. And that's why you jealous one and understanding that kinship and that bond that you have in Him. And so it's so beautiful to understand that and have a fellow co-laborer in the vineyard. So I just praise God for Vian Anderson tonight as she's joined us. Guys, we want to thank each and every sponsor for the show tonight. We had Apple Graphics. We had Purpose CD by John Mark Howard, Finding Peace Within Prayer Journal, A Journey to the Smile of a Smile by Lisa L. Dalton, available on Amazon. Unique Expression by Design with Angelise Washington. We have Third Heaven Sound. Inspired Jewels, the number 4, letter U.com with my $5 paparazzi jewelry. And again, man, we have stuff for you out there on that site. Go on out and purchase. And guys, do not forget, I will be launching the 21-Day Mind Detox on March 13th. So we're going to do it live. Prayerfully, you'll be able to go ahead and purchase it that day. My goal is to reach Amazon bestseller on that day that it's launched. So, guys, I need you to go out there and purchase that 99-cent ebook. The Lord told me to do this. This was not something I tried to do or even thought about doing. And He even told me the price. So that's going to be on March 13th. Please mark your calendar. Tell your friends. Tell your family. My goal is to reach this status. So my goal is to sell that same day at least 3,000 copies, and it's attainable, but I need your help. So I want you to share with your friends and family. If I've sent you a flyer or you see it on Facebook, share it with your friends, your family, your flyer, your followers. If I have spoken life, my guests have spoken life into you, please, by all means, share this. This is a way of supporting the ministry and supporting the endeavors that God is calling me to. Thank you again for each and every person that's listening, for spending the time with us. Don't forget about the plays, April 21st and 22nd, All About Me stage play, 4 p.m., and then also the 50 miles per hour play, stage play, April 28th, also at 4 p.m. That one will be held at Croc Center Theater. It's All About Me, will be held at Porter Sanford Performing Arts on April 21st and 22nd. Again, all shows are at 4 p.m. And then finally, guys, don't forget, go on out to Inspire Jewels, the4u.com. Go out. We have new jewelry released daily in the evening. So go out there and go support, again, Inspire Jewels, the4u. And go out to Amazon and take a look at some of my other books that are already out there. You will be blessed. We have a learning book just for me, which teaches children foundational English and Spanish. And I tell you that book is available on paperback as well as an ebook. We have On Fire to Inspire, the actual book. It's available as an ebook, paperback, and an audio book. And then we have Prayers, Affirmations, and Declarations, which is an ebook. And so, you know, God has gifted me to be a blessing to you through the things He's given me. So thank you again for tuning in. We're here each and every week, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My name is Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. I love you guys. And it's time for you to walk in the things that God has called you to, no longer just sitting idle or existing, but living life, speaking life, and doing it to the glory of God. I love you guys. I'll talk to you next week. Have a blessed one. Thank you.